Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry joining us once again. If you're listening to this as soon as we publish it this morning, don't forget, coming up at midday today, we're going to be having our next Comrades Marathon webinar. It is happening at midday. And if you want to register, coachperry.com/comrades-marathon-webinar is the web address to get to. All you need to do is go and register. It's absolutely free and we'll chat to you in a short while. Lindsay, a wonderful question in from Yaku. Yaku said his daughter, Nicola, will be 15 this month. She's always been active in team sports at school, mainly netball and hockey, but recently, to his delight, she's taken up running. The running bug has bit her. She started training last July. She used a Couch to 5K app and completed a 5K race at the beginning of October. Another one 3 weeks later. She's keen to aim for longer distances, go up to 10. However, Yaku's heard that younger runners shouldn't start running longer distances too early. Could you please give some advice on how she should progress as she gets older? When should she start looking to training for a 10K half marathon, marathon without risking injury? So thanks for the great podcast, Yaku. You're welcome. Happy New Year to you as well. Lindsay, wonderful question.
Yeah, it really is a good question. Look, so far, so good. It's been a nice, sensible build-up. Got some nice milestones along the way. And it now sort of becomes the question needs to be answered in two or perhaps three parts. And the first is, so how good or how well has she responded? How well is she running? And the better athlete she is, the longer I would encourage her to stay on the shorter distances, to start focusing on maybe 800, 1500 and 3000 on the track. And if it's purely just really, she loves running, she's maybe not so quick. She just digs being out there on the road, loves having the opportunity to be able to run with her dad. Then moving up to 10Ks now is really not a problem. It's okay. I would still hold back on moving beyond that. You know, she could probably, when she's 16, 17, do the odd 15K and maybe once a year or 21. As she moves to 17 and 18, really no problem at all running a couple of 21s through the year. And then once 18, of course, legally it's fine to move up to the marathon. But I would only do that if there really isn't any aptitude for running fast. In other words, it really has just become a question of, I love running, I want to keep doing this for the rest of my life, I'm not really going to get that fast. Then perhaps from 18 onwards, it's okay to move up in distance. But, you know, I'd always tell people that once you move up, particularly to marathons and ultras, you're always going to struggle to run faster 10s, 15s and 21s. Partly just because the opportunities to race them become fewer because you're always focusing on a further run, but partly also because doing those longer runs does make you a little slower, particularly afterwards when you are recovering from it. So, and I'm a firm believer that, you know, if you want to run the fastest possible 10K you can run, you should also sort out your fastest 5K that you could run, and then that'll then knock on to your best possible 21, knock into your best possible 42. So spend some time getting good at the shorter distances. The better you are at the shorter distances, the longer you want to stay there, and the more social you are, the sooner you can afford to really move up in distance.
Awesome. Yaku, thanks for being in touch. Nicola, best of luck on your journey. And yeah, it's awesome growing up in a running family. I know Lindsay and I both did as well. Yeah, it's just a great, healthy way to spend time with your family. So thank you very much. We're back again on Friday with the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. But we'll be with you in just a couple hours' time for the next Comrades Marathon webinar. The link is in the show notes to this episode. We look forward to spending some time with you then. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.